Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is one of our victory videos designed to strengthen your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a success principle from God's Word entitled Renewing Your Mind. Before we do that, though, let me just give a great big thank you to those of you who pray for and support one of our missionary families. We're the home office for missionaries all over the world, but you know, they can't do what they do without the prayer cover and the support of friends like you. So thank you very much for supporting your missionary. Also, hey, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, you have found the right place. So go to our website, go to the homepage, click on the tab that says Missionary Agency section, and it'll give you all the details and how you can contact us. And finally, for everybody watching this, let me encourage you to take advantage of all of our free Bible study tools. We have tremendous study tools that will help your growth in Christ. Go to our homepage, click on the free Bible study section. We have free study guides. We have over 400 hours of audio teaching. And these are absolutely free. You can listen through your device anytime, 24/7. You can download these. We also have a free topical memory system that helps you get started making God's Word a real part of your life. All right, now let's turn our attention to this subject of renewing your mind. It's a success key if you want to be victorious as a Christian. Let's think about what happens when you first come to Christ. However you came to Christ, whether it was in church, a hotel room, in the privacy of your home, you had faith in Christ. The Bible says that at that moment, the Holy Spirit joins with your heart and you become a new person, a new creation instantly. Now, you didn't earn that. You didn't deserve it. God did it for you. That's found in 1 Corinthians 6:17. It says, "He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit." So isn't that wonderful? That's what God did. However, there's another step where God says, "I want you to renew your mind. I want you to begin to think different." It's not enough just to have your heart transformed and your sins forgiven. God says, "I want you to begin to put that on, as it were, dress yourself up with the thoughts of God, the ideas of God, the dreams of God." Let me read this to you from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And this is our key verse. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed." Now, that's a very important phrase. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, did you see that connection? If you want to get to the will of God in your life, the destiny, the dream that God has for you, you've got to get hold of this idea of renewing your mind. That's why it's such a vital success principle for Christians. You know that idea of renewing? It says renewing your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That kind of has the implication of you're going back to something, renewing. What's he talking about? Well, if we had time, we'd go to the book of Genesis. Before sin entered the world, Adam and Eve, it says, they were destined to have dominion over all the earth. It's like their brains were turbocharged with the ideas of God, the destiny of God, the plans of God. You know, we're all familiar with computers. It's like God was just downloading ideas and plans and dominion into their minds before sin. Well, in Christ, the Bible says we can have the renewal of our mind and kind of go back to what God intended, where we can put on the thoughts of God. We can receive the dreams of God. He can download His information into our hearts so that we begin to find and fulfill the perfect will of God. That's what it's all about. So, you know, it's not just a matter of like, hey, if you want to be a goody-goody Christian, you need to think different. No. It's if you want to get on track with God's destiny. Furthermore, if you want to stay on track with God's destiny, you've got to begin to have this transformation process that occurs in the thought life, the mind. I've heard it said that if you want the same results, then just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing the same thing, keep thinking the same way, and you know what? You're going to get the same results. However, if you want something different, start thinking different. Start doing something different. And that is the Word of God. So how do you do that? You do that by spending time in God's Word. You start living by the promises of God. So in the past, let's say that you had a difficulty or a challenge come into your life. Maybe it was financial. Let's use that one. A financial challenge come into your life. Before it was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I've lost my job or whatever the situation is and there's panic. Well, when you start to live this way, you start thinking like, yeah, I don't really like what's happening here, but Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the things that that chapter is talking about is food, clothing, and shelter, the very basics of life. So you see that, you begin to capture your thought life, and you begin to think the way God thinks. And when you do that, the Bible says you're going to find and you're going to step into the will of God. Jesus used another illustration that was so prevalent in His day, an agricultural illustration. And He said that your heart is like the soil of a garden. Well, in that day, everybody knew about farming and gardening and growing things. And I think we can all grasp this. And that is that our hearts, our minds operate like soil. Now, you think about the soil. The soil will produce whatever you put in it. The soil doesn't determine the crop. The seed determines the crop. So if you think the wrong way, if you think bad thoughts, if you hang with the wrong crowd and you're just constantly getting the wrong seed into your heart, guess what? That's what it's going to produce. However, we can begin to plant the seed that we want. We can begin to plant the seed of God's Word. Seeds about the character of God, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. We can plant seeds about God's provision in our life. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And when you do that, it's going to produce kingdom benefits and kingdom results. So that's the key to renew your mind, and that will cause you to step into the destiny that God has for your life. Well, I trust this has been an encouragement to you. If you've never done this, start doing it. If somehow you've gotten off track, start doing it. Get back to God's Word, capture your thought life, and God will lead you by His Spirit. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.